Can you hear me?
Yep.
Big Tuna. What's up, Big Tuna?
Big Tuna. Smoking Tuna.
What's up, Big Tuna?
What's that noise in the background?
How do I sound?
It sounds
like you're riding in Jeff's car.
Well.
Are you?
Trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for ground tops in my mind. On my own, here we go.
What's up, Hootat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. My drunk scale rating right now, I'm going to go with a 5. Cool, even 5. Holy shit, this episode's going to be a veritable potpourri of topics, including some big Saints-related stuff, but also there's some random shit that means a little bit of something to a little bit of our listeners. But because it's a special Saturday night recording, we promise to deliver the entertainment in all the form of our drunkenness, as is evidenced by my reported number. And now, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Happy Memorial Day.
Yes, that's our memorial episode, which will be movie theme songs. All episodes. Or just movie songs.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the theme.
Right.
Songs from movies.
Sprinkling it in here and there. But I am probably a 4.1. It's a late recording. It's now almost 11 o'clock, so I tried to hold off on the drinking to a certain extent. I think I opened my first beer at, like, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Kind of slowed down. I ate dinner, but I'm drinking some bourbon and water, so I'm moving back up. The end of the show ought to be a doozy for me.
It better be.
This could be one of those shows where the beginning is good and I remember, and then at the end of the show and then the next day and I'm like, fuck, I don't remember the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah. That's going to be worse when I, as the host, am...
Right, or the same thing. Right, it's... We're going to go off the rails at some point. Just a question of when. We give you the spoiler warning now. It's going to come off the rails.
That's right. So stick around. Listen to the whole thing. There's going to be some stuff that's off topics, so to speak. But Damon, welcome to the show. You have no number. You're on the road, right?
This is correct. I'm driving.
Yeah. Seems someone is always driving for the last episode or two. We'll get back on the microphone next time, we promise. But for now... Let's go ahead and get started. Actually, we should... I expect Gunn to join us later on. He's been at a crawfish boil drinking himself, and he'll join us when he can. So let's start with some fluff stuff.
You got to fluff him up a little bit, huh?
Anybody want to get fluffed, right?
Right.
let's actually, because it's Memorial Day weekend, let's talk movies for all of our European listeners. I don't know if Memorial Day weekend means anything to you. I doubt it.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Nope. Thank you. But here in the States, Memorial Day is a big movie weekend, as well as a three-day holiday. The Donkeys here at the Dome Patrol podcast actually started Memorial Day weekend earlier this week by going to see Godzilla. And Jason, I think... I think it was a good movie.
It was.
I don't
want to
give spoilers. Should we give spoilers? Should we? Then,
No. Let's.
There are certain things that happened that I think I was not expecting, and it actually made it a really much more enjoyable movie because of the way that they made the movie.
There were certain jumps in logic that you kind of had to just accept.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Damon had cut out, so there's a Mario in there somewhere.
Yeah, he fell off.
Yeah, there were certain leaps in logic where, like, the Japanese guy just automatically says something and, oh yeah, that's what happened. That's, of course, that's what he knows exactly what Godzilla's going to do. So, now granted, you're watching a fucking giant monster movie, so already you're throwing.
Yeah, well, he's been studying Godzilla his entire
belief. But it was, I did like the fact that the way they used him, like they didn't show him a lot early on, but when they did, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, without kind of, I mean, it may be slightly spoiled, but it's not your typical. It kind of is, but it's not your typical. Oh, monster destroys city,
right,
attacks people, and humans have to stop them.
And I think that's what I liked about it, was it had an original feeling to it, and you know, unlike the first Godzilla, first of our generation,
the one back in the day when we saw it at the palace.
That's right. Wait, we saw this one at the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, the one with Matthew Broderick where Godzilla was the bad guy. I mean, in a way, the Godzilla was the good guy in this. And there's your spoiler.
Yeah, right. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it was fun to cheer for Godzilla. I think that's just.
Yes, I did. It definitely made it enjoyable. I did like that. Well, and this is definitely spoiler. So if you didn't listen to our first spoiler warning, you really ought to listen to it now, because I'm about to say something that may totally change how you go into it. The fact that Cranston died half hour, 40 minutes in, I was like, fuck.
Well, yeah, but.
I mean, I know it served the purpose or whatnot, but, like, I mean, I was disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what role he would play, but I kind of assumed when they had him up in the beginning that it was going to, and in the past, that was going to happen. I was ready for him to die. I think the guy that played his son.
The guy's kick ass, and he's going to be in the next Avengers movie.
Yeah, his head was a little small for his body, I thought.
Oh, he's okay. He just didn't have a lot of. I mean, he was basically the
acting
protagonist.
Skills.
He was basically the protagonist for the whole movie, and I don't think he can carry a movie.
Right. Maybe that's it.
But it was enjoyable. You know, I enjoyed it.
The monster fighting scenes were phenomenal. The soundtrack, I thought, was really good, which you're listening to right now.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Oh.
But yeah, so let's segue that into our summer movie preview. Are you excited about what movies? Obviously Transformers 4.
No, I the movie.
But you're not excited about Transformers 4?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm not excited about it, but I'm more excited about X-Men. I think we should see X-Men this coming week.
Ooh, hello.
I think that's going to be the best movie of the in terms of blockbuster movie. I think that's going to be
Transformers is going to be your 4th of July.
Right.
Around
right.
That time.
Yeah. Transformers 4, 4th of July. Get it?
I do now.
But there are going to be Dinobots in this Transformers movie.
So yeah. Bring them on.
See how they weave that in. It's an interesting, from what the trailers sound like, it seems
and
like kind of interesting narrative. Like it's set in the future. No more Shia LaBeouf.
Well, they needed to do that. They needed to do that.
Well, yeah, the movie.
Right.
I tell you what, the Tom Cruise movie looks interesting.
That one looks good, as well as the Scarlett Johansson movie.
Her, or no, not her. she wasn't her, but Lucy, the one with
Lucy.
Where
where she
gets all these powers.
Is ingested with something and she starts using all of her brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think there's got to be
the
22
Tom Cruise one is that's the one where he lives the
Groundhog Day with like futuristic war stuff.
Exactly.
It looks interesting.
Or what's the one with the guy with the eyebrows on the train, came out a few years ago. It was a similar thing. Like
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, Jake Gyllenhaal, and he kept dying in the train, and he had to relive
it. Never saw it.
It was good, actually. I saw it, and it was good. I don't remember the name of it.
They have that. You have the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which I'm intrigued.
I think it's gonna be fun.
I think it's gonna be a fun movie.
Yeah.
22 Jump Street.
Ooh, yes. Filmed here in New Orleans,
or in Louisiana for sure. There's another Melissa McCarthy movie coming out.
Really?
I didn't see the Heat.
I didn't either, but I'm sure it's good.
There's another Expendables coming out. Which I saw a little bit of the first one, didn't see the second one.
I haven't seen any of them.
I'm trying to think, like, there isn't a Pixar movie coming out, I don't think.
Oh.
Which is weird.
Are they waiting until kind of like Thanksgiving?
Well, they were coming out with a movie and it wasn't ready yet. They got something about dinosaurs, so they got to postpone it.
Mm. Probably for the best. There was a dinosaur movie.
It's got to be.
Although they're going to screw themselves because Jurassic World is going to come out next summer, isn't it?
Well, different dinosaur, you know. Different.
Yeah, but you can't have two dinosaur movies at the same time.
If it's Pixar, you can. Pixar's pretty infallible. There is that that Jon Favreau movie Chef. That's coming out.
And the you just reminded me of the Seth MacFarlane. What is it? 100
Oh yeah,
Die in the West.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. That's probably going to be funny. I mean, you've got the Maleficent Angelina Jolie playing the Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Whatever. I mean, Renee wants to see that.
I mean, that's, you know, it's probably a rental, but it's worth seeing at some point in life.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, is that this summer?
That is this summer. I didn't see the first one.
Oh, really? You need to.
Yeah, I heard it was good, but no, I hadn't seen it.
It's really good.
You got Jupiter Ascending, the new Wachowski brothers.
Yeah, you got your Jupiter Ascending there, you got your Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, you got your...
You got Hercules, The Rock, playing Hercules.
Yeah.
July 25th. I'm sure it'll be better than that last Hercules movie that came out. Kind of bombed.
They had one that wasn't animated?
Yeah, it came out maybe a month or two ago. It did terribly. I guess that might be it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. By the way, Damon is in the ER right now, folks.
That's right. Working, not
injured.
As a patient.
Right. Not injured.
Let's be clear.
Although once Brooks went in the Hall of Fame, you thought he might have had a heart attack or something.
Right. No.
And we'll get into that later.
For the meantime, we're going to continue with some fluff news as we wait for our guests to join us. Or Jamon. to rejoin us. Rob Ryan was at Greek Fest.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen it?
I've never been to Greek Fest. I do want to go one day. But yeah, there were a couple of pictures floating around of Rob dancing.
In the circle. He was in the circle dance.
Drinking something, which is good. But yeah, man, dude, he's like, again, I love Rob Ryan.
Once again.
I love Rob Ryan. He is the perfect coach for this team. And fuck, we need to win a fucking Super Bowl so this man can cement his legacy as one of the kings of New Orleans.
You know, can I be 1 ounce of Debbie Downer, though? I like the fact that he's a man of the people, and I like the fact that he likes to party. As long as it doesn't interfere with his work, I'm cool.
Trust me, it's not.
All right, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's fucking off season. This is the way the Saints roll these days.
All right, they go to Vegas the week before the draft.
They do whatever they want, and they, you know, when the time comes that they need to spend.
They do what they
want
to do, play how they want to play.
Right. When they got to spend 18 hours in the facility, they'll spend 18 hours in the facility. Let them have some fun now, because during the season, these are going to
work. All right. Look, I said an ounce. I didn't say a gallon. I'm just saying. We love it now. But if the defense doesn't perform, I guarantee you the same people who are loving the fact that he's dancing at the Greek Fest are going to say, he shouldn't be dancing at the Greek Fest. He should be coaching.
Well, not this guy. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
All right. I'll remember that. I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember that.
I got all the faith in the world that he is going to be, you know, when
I do too. I just don't want the same people who are singing his praises for doing this to use it against him. You see my point?
They will. It's what people do.
Okay. We're just giving him. Hello, Tim Lelito. Twitter suggested that I follow him on Twitter, and I just did.
You mean Twitter suggested that you follow him?
Did I say that right?
Maybe. Does Twitter know that you like to say Lolito Burrito?
Well, it knows that I'm the Dome Patrol PCast, and
huh.
It said who you should follow, and it said Tim Lolito.
Well, there you go. It's a match made in heaven. Then maybe I'll get the Flanders jersey and you can get the Lolito jersey.
Dude, I might really get one. Glenn Foster. I'll follow him too. What's up? I ain't scared. Oh, Kyrie Robinson.
So basically they're giving you Saints players to follow.
They know who I am. They know who we like.
Oh, that Twitter.
All right, which leads us into our next segment, tweets from the Twitter thing. We haven't done this one in quite a while, but we've had quite a bit of tweets since our last episode. We're going to go ahead and read through some of these tweets. Okay, so here's one from, and they're mostly from the same people, but anyway.
Hey, that's all right.
Be more who dat. Is Damon on blood pressure medicine? It sounds like he's obviously talking about Damon ranting on the previous...
On the mock drafts.
Yeah. Sounds like he's about to stroke out. You know, I don't know if he's truly on medicine there, but Jason, you did tweet back only during mock draft season.
He might want to get on it during mock draft season. I mean, shit, he spends enough time in hospitals, and we got doctors in
he's
the family.
He's PR right now.
Right. We can just get him just for mock draft season. That's it.
You know, I'm going to try and bring him back on the show now.
All right.
And we can ask him directly.
Ask the source.
Is that like use the force, Luke?
Ask the source, Luke. I didn't intend it that way, but it did sound
like it. It did. Damon, we're in the middle of a segment called Tweets from the Twitter thing, and be more...
Damon, have we ever...
Did we lose...
That was quick. I was like, a little bit of hello, how's your father?
He's like, did it.
Couldn't get past that second mushroom.
You know which one? That's Super Mario 2 right there. That would be a fun guy. We should ask our listeners to submit themselves. Send us an MP3 to domepatrolpodcast@gmail.com of you trying to verbally sing a Mario theme song.
We'll put it on the show.
It could be Super Mario 1, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3. It could be any of them. And any level, it could be the Bowser level.
Does it have to be Mario? Could it be?
No,
Zelda?
It's got to be Mario. It can't be okay. Zelda. No.
Okay, what about Mario Kart?
No. Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, or 3, Nintendo.
Okay, old school.
Mm-hmm. Gotta all be. Right. All right. That's the contest.
All right.
And if that email doesn't work, then just send it to us on Facebook. Or something. Twitter. I don't know. Tweet us.
Call us. Tell us.
tweet us a link at Don't Patrol Podcast on Twitter. Send us a link at Don't Patrol Podcast. So let's move on to our next question while we wait for Damon.
Yeah.
Okay. This one also from Be More Who Dat. Cooks has been constantly compared as the replacement for Sproles. Can we agree that Cadet is the odd man out?
Cooks.
I'm not convinced that
Cooks isn't the replacement of Sproles. Now they will do certain similar things, but Cooks is a receiver. I think first and foremost, he's majority of the time he's just going to run regular receiver routes. Every once in a while, maybe we'll run him in the backfield and take a pitch or something. But with the three running backs they have, assuming obviously this is a big deal. If these three running backs stay healthy all season, there's not going to be a lot of carries for anyone else. Cooks, Cadet, whoever. I think Cooks...
Well, I don't think Be More Who Dat is asking the question about Cooks carrying the ball. I think it's
well, no, but
the screen, which I don't think...
But also, I guess, when we got rid of Sproles, a lot of people said, Cadet can kind of do similar things. Like, all of a sudden, he would just...
Well, and I think that's the question, is now that they drafted Cooks, where does that leave Cadet?
Well, I mean, they've got the three running backs, Ingram, Thomas. Ingram, Pierre, and Kyrie, who are going to get a lot of carries. Maybe they carry a fourth running back on the roster, but it's basically going to be Cadet or if your boy Flanders, it's going to be basically that they'll be fighting over one spot.
Flanders.
So I don't know what kind of special teams roles they're going to have. There's not going to be a lot of carries.
I'm special.
Unless, you know, if Ingram gets hurt or if Pierre gets hurt, then it's
cool. Well, but I like Cadet. I mean,
you say you like him, but do you know what he's done for the team?
He's performed well when asked.
How do you know? What has he done?
I mean, in preseason and...
Oh, okay.
But still, I mean, there's guys who shit bricks in preseason, but Cadet has done well. I mean, the guy, to me, at least I'd like to keep him on the practice squad, if nothing else. Or whatever.
We can... I mean, and it'll all depend
just
on
what... I just want to keep him in the stable. I don't want to lose him. I think the guy's got potential. I mean, Cadet reminds me of a young Junior Gillette.
Okay, except that.
Cadet Gillette.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to get a lot of time outside of injury. He's not going to get any time, I think, on offense. It would be strictly maybe as a kick returner or other defensive special teams. But if Flanders comes in and they're equal and he's cheaper, then they'll go with Flanders, and yeah, Cadet would be the odd guy. It's a lot of guessing games, and it's very early.
Flanders in here. I mean, what are you just hooking on Flanders because you know?
No, I'm not. I'm
got a Simpsons name.
Well,
I mean, what else do you know about Flanders?
That's it. He's got a Simpsons name.
Right.
He played at a small school. That's it.
I mean, yeah. I think Cadet has a better shot at doing something than Flanders.
I mean, probably. He knows the offense. He's been around. And if they keep four running backs, then it's between those two, and he has the edge at this point.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to say that. But he's not – I mean, without injury – I mean, unless there's an injury that happens, he's not going to get – I don't think he's going to get many touches at all on offense. We're going to have – adding Cooks to the mix and having the three running backs, he will be kind of squeezed out and would be probably just special teams.
But I think we would still hold on to Cadet because
Peyton. What's all about if he can contribute to somewhere else?
But no, well, Peyton's carried what at least four running backs.
Usually, but if they're settled, I mean, look, we got a pretty solid stable of three right now. Now injuries do happen, and that'll be
right. So don't lose Cadet over it.
Well, but I don't know. But you act like Cadet is this big proven thing. I mean, we think he might be decent, but. Well, we don't really know.
Well, is Kyrie Robinson more proven than Cadet?
I think Kyrie rushed for – he played in both playoff games last year. I'd say so.
Okay.
And what did Cadet do in the playoffs?
Nothing.
Special teams maybe? I mean, he might have played great on special teams, but from what we saw from Kyrie and from all the scuttlebutt going around, I mean, he looks to get a pretty decent workload this year.
All right. Cadet's got to make the team.
Well, that's it. He's got to, right, exactly.
The next question from tweets from the Twitter thing, again, Be More Who Dat asks.
Yeah, woo! Props.
A lot of questions there.
Hey, he's filling a segment. It makes it easier for us. Get that man a drink.
Another question. Why donkeys?
The donkey name goes back probably to 2001 or 2. It all started with a fantasy football team name being Crime Donkeys.
Why Crime Donkeys?
My brother saw this commercial and there was something called a Crime Donkey where it was kind of like a name. It's like, hey, what do you think about Crime Donkeys? And I'm like, yeah, it sounds good. Let's go with it. So we started with the Crime Donkeys. And since then, any other team I've got has been Crime Donkeys. And the donkey name is just kind of picked up steam. And carried along. I've got a donkey head cover from one of my golf clubs. It just kind of stuck.
I thought it was just because you were an ass.
Well, it's not like we're the smartest guys in the room. We're all idiots. So, and we can use it with, Dome, D-O-M-E, Donkey Online Media Entertainment.
Well, of course, yeah.
So I figured if we were going to do that, then we just call them Donk,
Yeah, for those who don't know, yeah, we're the Dome Patrol podcast. Dome is Donkey Online Media Entertainment. If you thought it meant Superdome, then...
Well, no, so you were dead.
But yeah, I mean, because the donkey... I also look at it as the donkey is kind of a stubborn asinine creature. And we, too, are stubborn, asinine in our opinions.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'll give it that.
You know, a Saints fan is stubborn in and of themselves, true by definition, because think back before the Peyton era, we were Saints fans through the thick and thin, and yet we remain Saints fans. That is what a donkey does. They stay the course. They don't give up. They continue to push.
Despite the fact that you're starting two Billy Joes at quarterback. You're like, yeah, we got this.
It's Aaron Brooks.
Right, he deserves to be
sad
in the
sad thing is, you have, right, I know, that's the sad thing. Like, you deserve...
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
You're right, and he
that's
doesn't
my
have
point.
Many people who fight for his cause, and he deserves that cause, does he not?
He definitely deserves to be in the Saints Hall of Fame. That's what I'm sticking with. He's not in the Ring of Honor, but he's in the Hall of Fame. And that's what I've said all along. It's Hall of Fame material, he ain't Ring of Honor.
Because so Ring of Honor is better.
Reserved for guys like Rob Ryan.
Popularity.
Well, and once we win a Super Bowl, you'll deserve to be in it.
Right. But all right, so you're the one who argues Ring of Honor is based on fan popularity?
No, Damon was like fan popularity. In my sense, Ring of Honor is greatness on the field.
Ring of Honor is greatness on the field.
That's what it is.
So that's Damon why you think Aaron Brooks should be in the Ring of Honor as well.
No. He didn't have greatness. He had goodness. He didn't have greatness.
Does Bobby deserve to be?
No.
Okay. Who deserves to be Ring of Honor in your mind?
Well, Drew Brees, obviously.
Right.
John Payton, obviously.
Right.
Marcus Colston.
Yeah.
Jari Evans.
Okay. Interesting.
I could argue...
That's one that I think could be explored. Not to say that I would disagree, but I'd love to hear the reasons why.
I could argue Vilma. I really could. Even though it wasn't a long period of time, he was phenomenal in his years here. It's an argument for another time.
I think that at that point is where you open up... All right, so what you did is you had an initial inauguration class of a lot of currents.
Well, okay, but then...
Finally reached the point where...
But no, but, so you, but I didn't
the
think
top, of, I think there's nothing wrong with that. Of the top current, of the currents, like, you only have... If I only gave you four or five selections of current, and current meaning 2006 to now,
right,
players, and you get the first six spots are reserved for current players... But the seventh spot is where you can start introducing just history of the Saints.
Oh, Sam Mills.
I guess so. Jim Finks.
Jim Finks probably deserves to go in there.
Does Jim Mora? Probably not. Because he's Mike Smith.
But I wouldn't shut the door on it.
I would.
His Mike Smith comparison is a good damn comparison, though. Damn. Why'd you have to taint Jim Mora?
Somebody else put that to my attention. I share it.
I could argue Pierre Thomas would belong in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, you know what? I think so.
I mean, with the big plays he had, I mean, shit, he scored our first touchdown in Super Bowl history. I mean, he had a big screen touchdown.
He was undrafted, too, man. That's why you have hope for Flanders.
Well, we've proven a track record. If Flanders is good enough, he'll make it. If he's not good enough, we're going to cut him. Maybe we'll try to put him on the practice squad. Who knows?
Is that Damon?
I'm back.
Oh, it's about time. Jason had just explaining why Aaron Brooks deserves to be in the first initiation into the Saints Ring of Honor.
You are such an asshole. Did not say that. Did not say that. Get the fuck out of here.
See what I did there?
No, yeah, it was stupid. It was stupid.
Well, no, look, I agree. Aaron Brooks should be in the Saints Hall of Fame. Statistically, he is, you know, the second best quarterback this team's had. I have no problem with him being in the Hall of Fame. I hope, you know, I've been hearing on radio. I will definitely, when he passes through the dome on the you know, in the car, they ride them around the field. I will give him, you know, applause and everything. I don't have a problem with him making the Hall of Fame at all. He deserves that. You know, is he the, you know.
It almost sounds like you're reading a statement about it. Like, I understand. You're basically saying statistically he deserves to be there, but there's no emotional value.
Well, no, because we all hate him. I mean, we all dislike him, despite the fact that what he did for us, he just left a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths. But you have to put common sense over your hatred for him, and
right.
acknowledge that, you know, yes, he does belong in that in there. I mean, fuck it, Bobby makes the Hall of Fame, then Aaron Brooks makes the Hall of Fame.
Statistically,
as much as you hate Aaron Brooks,
because there's one particular statistic that Aaron Brooks has that Bobby Hebert does not.
Yeah, he won a playoff game. He didn't choke it away to fucking.
Well, look, that's one of the things that annoyed the hell out. Oh, he had the playoff. He happened to be the quarterback when they won.
He threw four touchdowns in the game.
He did it.
He threw four touchdowns in the game. You can't say, oh, he just happened to be the quarterback.
No, yes, he just happened to be the fucking quarterback.
Who threw four touchdowns in that game?
The fucking cocksucker didn't play but four games the entire fucking year. All right? So he just. When he started a season and ended a fucking season, we never made the fucking playoffs.
Ooh.
We did. All right? Look, I'm not.
Okay, so, you know,
we'd
have lost that fucking game if Hakeem hadn't dropped the ball.
Ooh.
Well, if Jeff Blake was the quarterback, we'd have won that game either. Maybe we didn't. We don't know.
But Aaron Brooks, if not, he is a mediocre quarterback on a terrible team.
Hmm.
He was a mediocre quarterback on a decent team, but he couldn't get the job.
It's a very mediocre team. Hazlitt was a mediocre coach.
Plus for the playoff win, we didn't even have Ricky Williams that game. We were lining up Terry Allen at running back that game, and we still won the playoff game. He still threw four touchdowns.
But Hakeem dropped the ball.
But Hakeem
did. But you know, when the fuck Hakeem, he did drop the ball.
I don't think
it's Brooks' fault.
I would put Hakeem in the Saints Hall of Fame.
No, you put Brian Milne in.
There you go.
He's the one who recovered it.
Yeah, but he faded away into obscurity, just as predicted.
No. I'm sorry, I hung up.
He's a fucking fullback. He ain't going. He wasn't going to be in anybody's Hall of Fame.
All right, so Brian Milne might have fallen on it, but
look, he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but he is not. He should not ever be in the Ring of Honor, and I don't think he will be.
No, I agree, because the Ring of Honor has an emotional value attached to it. Like,
the Ring of Honor is for excellence. Brooks wasn't excellent.
The Ring of Honor has an emotional value attached to it.
That's part of the excellence.
It's part of it, but excellence is the first criteria.
But excellence is bigger than emotional value.
Because, well, by Jason's understanding and logic, then Archie shouldn't be in it.
Should not?
Should not.
I could argue that he shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, he's
right.
Wrong. Well, yes, you could argue that he shouldn't, but the argument that he should trump that, because
sound as bad on y'all end as it does on mine?
No, I hope not.
Nope, not on mine.
All right, well then, I'm gonna hang up and restart. I'll join y'all in a bit.
Okay.
Y'all can bash me behind my back.
We will.
And when I hang up, you can play.
Of course, the tradition.
When I hang up, just play the Mario song. I'm hanging up.
And then we did do tweets from the Twitter thing, because there were basically two questions that Be More Hudat had asked us. One was, why donkeys? And then the other was, which I'll let you comment on because we're waiting on Jason to get back anyway. Cooks has been constantly compared as the replacement for Sproles. Brandon Cooks, remember? First.
Right.
Can we agree then that Cadet is the odd man out?
Oh, I definitely agree that Cadet is on the outside looking in. I don't know what they're seeing or what they're...
Why are they comparing him to Sproles so much? Or Cooks?
Cooks? Because of his speed.
Yeah, but he's a receiver, first of all.
And he's a receiver. And even Sean Payton, when he talked about... I don't know if you saw the interview, but Sean Payton was asked, and he mentioned how he would be a kind of sort of replacement for Sproles. But Payton said, but he's a receiver. You know, so there's no plans on lining him up necessarily in the backfield.
I think Payton just likes to have a wild card.
Right, and he's a guy who...
Who uses his wild card?
Well, no, I'm talking about Cooks. He's going with his speed. He's going to create a lot of mismatches. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, I think in that respect, he's Sproles' replacement. You know, not that he's going to replace Sproles in the you know, in the backfield or the, you know, lineup and stuff like that.
The mismatch.
But it's a mismatch.
Yes. But now we're going to watch the beauty of the mismatch at the receiver role instead of the running back.
Right. Right. You know.
That'll be interesting, though, because you also have Jimmy Graham as the receiver role wild card on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, but Jimmy Graham mismatch is more of a, he does the traditional.
Yeah, but I'm just talking big size.
Right, correct, right. He's not the same mismatch as a Sproles was.
No, but now you have one of each.
Right.
Which we actually, think about it, ever since Sproles' breakout year, I mean, we haven't actually utilized him that much.
No, well, that breakout year was 2011.
Right, and then you had the injury in 2012, right?
Well, that and Sean Payton wasn't here.
Yeah. Or, was this year an injury?
He had a couple of injuries this year.
We were supposed to have that kind of a wild card threat. We haven't really had it. It's time to get one.
Right, and you know.
And the last time we had it, we had probably arguably the best offense in Saints history.
But so also, you know,
that's a good thing to look forward to.
Yeah, but when, you know, when Sproles got here in 2011, and Sean Payton used him differently than San Diego did. And you know, no one had tape on Sproles in the Sean Payton offense. That helped Sproles tremendously. And the offense. You know, you didn't know what the Saints were going to do to him with him when you got on the field. So I think, you know, then obviously 212, you know, no Sean Payton. But Carmichael sort of tried to do the same thing that Payton would do. And you had film, so people were a little more prepared for it. And you know, he wasn't that same guy that or he didn't have the same number they put up in 2011, but in 2011. But he was still a huge mismatch.
Hey.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Okay, welcome to the show, Gunn.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, we're actually, you're calling in the middle of a debate between, let me read the question at hand.
Okay.
Damon, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Does this involve George Sterling of the Clippers?
It does not yet. That's
okay,
coming up.
Good. Then I will comment on this debate.
This is a question from our Twitter follower and and frequent
the
donkey. Be more. No, we have like three.
Okay.
All right. But this one is Be More Houdat. It's a Saints fan in Baltimore, Craig.
Be More Houdat. Right.
And he says, since Brandon Cooks has been constantly compared as the replacement for Sproles, can we agree then that Cadet is the odd man out? And this is an interesting little experiment we're doing. Jason made his point and argument with no one that heard it. Damon did not hear it because he was offline. So Damon then made his response to the question, not knowing anyone's response. So Gunn, now you're going to be able to give it, and I'm the only one who has heard everyone's response.
Okay, well, that seems fair. That seems fair for you.
Yeah,
you know, I'll give my unguided response.
Exactly. Do you? All right. So do you want the question again?
Cadet to me is like one of those guys. He's come up with the Saints. Okay, you know, he's come up, like, what, since as an undrafted free agent? And he's one of those guys that's always exciting in preseason, always exciting when he gets a chance. I mean, I wouldn't want to see him get cut. You know, I'd never want to see him. I think he's extremely talented. I think he brings a lot to the team. So, no, I don't think he's going to get cut. I don't think he's going to be the odd man out. If he is the odd man out, I'd be surprised. But, you know, at the same time, I'd not sound like a company guy, but I trust the guys that run the Saints right now because they do a good job doing it, you know.
It's true. That's a very good point. All right, so would you want – I would say it sounds like you don't want to lose Cadet because you like what you've seen from him, right?
Right.
I would agree with that. Damon, we didn't really talk a lot about Cadet. We talked more about the wild card spot that Sproles presented and Cooks
right.
replacing Sproles in that way. And it does – maybe it – would you agree then that – that doesn't mean that Cadet has to be replaced either. Because I would argue, too, Jason's point.
But what spot did Cadet have that would even be replaced anyway? He was a fringe special teams guy. It was only because we got rid of Sproles that people just assumed that Cadet would take some of those carries. But I think Robinson's going to take the carries.
But Peyton carries multiple running backs. I mean, he'll carry four running backs into the season.
He might, but he may. Outside of an injury, he's not going to see the field much anyway.
Because of Kyrie,
and Pierre, and Ingram.
You know, it's fun to think that there's going to be just like, you know, the nickel corner or, you know, some unwitting linebacker or even free safety or strong safety that's going to get, you know, the task of trying to cover this guy coming through the Saints offense.
Exactly. You know,
I'm excited. I mean,
and with Kenny Stills.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know that. I don't think Cooks will ever have a linebacker on him because he's primarily a receiver. I think he's going to at least get a corner. But
there's going to be mismatches where we'll see touchdown videos of him having linebackers.
I hope to God you're right, but I don't know how.
I'm going to make that prediction. I make a lot of bold predictions.
Okay.
Well, again, Jason, I mean, it depends on what defense, you know, what you're saying right there is you're assuming that a defense is going to play man-to-man every time they walk out on the field.
Right, but okay, again, maybe not necessarily.
If they are in a nickel package and you're covering spots, then the Saints can run him in the position where a linebacker is covering.
I mean, so, I don't know. I just think the difference between him and Sproles is that, look, Sproles was a running back. Yes, he could get a linebacker on him. Fucking Cooks is a receiver. So when he's on the field, they're going to put a defense back on
him.
What
if they run a five receiver set with Jimmy Graham on the field?
The Cooks dynamic is, I think, I mean, fellas, obviously, I'm the biggest Saints fan at heart. Getting rid of Sproles is a business corporate decision that has to be made. And when you replace him with somebody like a Brandon Cooks, I mean, we're going to have a strong backfield with or without Darren Sproles. And now we've got a Sproles-like playmaker that's just going to play in that third slot.
It makes us less predictable.
Dude, it's only a good thing. It really is.
It's less predictable. I
mean, it's hard to sometimes let go of the wheel as Saints fans after all the things we've been through and, you know, say that...
Unless your name is Roman Harper.
Fucking, you know what angers me is the last, like, several times I've been in the Superdome and I get the commemorative cup, you know? Mm-hmm. I always end up with a Roman Harper cup, and that really... really fucking pisses me off.
You know, I have three
really
cups.
I've got
I have three cups in my cups. And I have three Roman Harpers also. I swear to God. That's funny you say that because I was thinking the same thing the other day.
Dude, it's awful. And, you know, if there's some kind of Saints fan podcast advisory committee put forward that they don't, you know, let's not let that happen again. I understand Roman Harper's gone now. But let's not let that ever happen again with the cups.
Well, I wonder if they're gonna dump all of his cups in the preseason just to get rid of them.
They're basically like, hey, look, we're gonna put your eighth favorite player. That's really an asshole move. I mean, there's no other way to look at it other than to say that's a complete asshole move. We're gonna put your eighth favorite player on the cup.
Well, you know, that's
maybe they were.
Have you ever met anybody that's like, yeah, Roman Harper's my favorite fucking Saints player?
Well, they've been brainwashed.
Not anybody like that. So why are you gonna make that all the cups you give out? That's bullshit.
Maybe they were going for the over 60 crowd because of all his gray hair.
Oh,
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Well, dude, I'm premature graying myself, and I enjoy it.
You enjoy it, all right?
The gray or the Harper?
It gives you remarkable skills in banging 20-year-olds. Not, I mean, I don't know anything about that. Friend.
But a friend of mine.
Right.
Friend of mine. Gray hair.
No, he didn't.
Look, there will be carries taken away and with the Sproles deal, but I mean, unless it would take like lining up Colston, Stills, and Toon, and then having Cooks just be the random, the wild card. Move around wherever.
Yeah.
But I don't see him getting as many carries out of the backfield.
I think everybody agrees that, right? It's not about carries.
I don't think there are necessarily going to be matchups.
Strategic use of player.
I think a cornerback is going to be on him a majority of the time.
I think we've had a crowded backfield in the last couple of years. And, you know, the one thing that running backs need is carries and opportunities. And you can't give guys 5 and 6, 7 carries a game. You've got to have a couple or three guys that you can give, you know, 10 carries plus each.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearing out the backfield a little bit, you know, we kept Pierre. That was important. Dude, Pierre's a rock on
the
team.
Pierre's the man.
Pierre is part of the foundation. So you got to keep that, you know. Ingram, dude, it's been said before on this podcast, something happened about 6 or 8 weeks into last season where somebody went and gave Ingram a sermon or something where he just came out and went nuts. And
somebody pissed in his coffee.
Beyond that, dude, I mean,
up your
this kind of offense doesn't really matter who the running back it is. I mean, they've got top-tier skills. They're going to get top-tier carries and do really well.
And we
Have
won.
Y'all talked about the secondary yet?
Not really. Not since
if we want
added
to talk
everyone
about strengths,
to it.
Strengths of this team? I mean, to me, like, being a Saints fan during the years they were not very good, they never had a good secondary. And having a good secondary, a good defense secondary, is so important. And to know that
a passing league.
Look at the secondary the Saints are going to have coming into this season.
Ugh.
It's unreal.
Matt Ryan's already shitting his pants twice.
And dancing at Greek Fest. Oh, you're talking about Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
I get my Ryans confused. Which means you probably need another Dome Patrol checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying I've
probably like a 7.8.
I'm going to go a 6.
All right.
I think it's safe. Damon, I guess, is at a 0.
I'm still at a 0.
I'm curious to see what Gun's at.
Yeah, Gun, what's your level on the donkey scale rating?
What's my level on the donkey scale rating? Well, I just had to undo my belt because somehow my microphone and headphone cover wires got interloped between my belt and my belt loops.
He was looking at Poen, folks.
No, actually, it wasn't. I mean, I'll tell
Not
you if
that
I was.
Time.
I wasn't right. doing that. I think I'm a good 7.
There you go.
7.
All right, now, next topic then. Super Bowl is awarded to Minnesota, and it's the first time that the Saints have bid and not.
You mean New Orleans has bid and lost?
Oh yeah, New Orleans has.
Can I go first?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Cold weather cities and Super Bowls are a dumb idea. I mean, they just are. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to happen in late January, early February. And so I don't care how nice and cozy and transparent with, you know, glassed walls the new stadium they're going to build in Minnesota is. It's still going to be a fucking Super Bowl in Minneapolis in February. That's just dumb. I mean, you know, it's not comfortable. When you have all these other options, I mean, I wouldn't care, dude. I wouldn't get so offended if it was like, you know, Atlanta or San Diego or somewhere else. I mean, it's like, why would you have a Super Bowl in such a stupid, dumb, cold climate where every time it happens like that, we did it this past year in New York City, and you know what? At the end of the day, like, you know, the first largest media market in the world, it seemed like it was a toned-down Super Bowl just strictly because of the weather. Because when it's miserable and cold and nasty outside, you're not going to be as excited about anything. And so a Super Bowl, back when they first started doing Super Bowls in the NFL, they were always in warm weather climates for that reason. It's much more simple. Just bring it to a warm weather, comfortable place. Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's stupid. I mean, I understand getting a Super Bowl because you built a new stadium, but like that part of this continent and that part of this country and that part of this league in February, I'm sorry, Bubba, you're out. I mean, it's just too cold up there. It's dumb to have that kind of event going on in February.
Look, the thing is, the NFL, the last 2 years in a row, they have made a very clear statement. And if you go back and listen to last year's podcast, you saw me kind of rant then. They made a clear statement to every municipality that has a team that if you want to continue with the team or have a Super Bowl, the municipalities have to pony up public money. Last year, Florida, right before the big...
Miami.
Miami, but Florida's legislature, you know, denied any public funding for the Dolphin Stadium. And they awarded two Super Bowls last year and skipped over Miami twice, which was unprecedented, okay? And that was a punishment to Miami, saying you're not getting anything till you pony up public cash. And this year they made the same statement, but they did it opposite. Mm-hmm. They said, Minnesota, you made the money, so here's your reward. They made a clear fucking statement. And, you know, I believe in a public-private concept. Look, municipalities do need to, if it fork over tax breaks and such to lure businesses. That, I mean, that's part of, and I have no problem with it. But
capitalistic society.
Right, but the way the NFL does it, I mean, holding cities and teams hostages, you know, Cleveland and Houston can be the last two you can name, it really pisses me the fuck off. Now, like Gunn said, yeah, look, the NFL gives two shits about if the fan enjoys the fucking Super Bowl. They don't give a shit. First of all, a fan can't go to a fucking Super Bowl.
Right, it's a television show.
It's a television. They don't give a shit what the fans or anybody who attends think. They don't give two shits.
It's true.
And that's
or what the teams fucking go through to play the game.
They don't give no. It's all about the almighty dollar. And look, I understand, you know, it's a business. But if you look at what these cities bid, one part of it that's not very publicized, do you realize the cities come up with either private funding or public funding to where it costs the NFL zero to put the Super Bowl on?
Yep.
Okay? That's it. That's in part of those bids, folks. Like, you know, when New Orleans does it, the Sports Foundation or whoever, I mean, they literally cover the NFL's expense to throw the show. Of course, it pissed me off. You know, you had a once-in-a-lifetime thing to celebrate New Orleans' 300th anniversary. That's really what pisses me off. You had a real great opportunity here to help New Orleans, and not that they give a shit about helping New Orleans or anybody, but, you know, it off. And that's what really pissed me off. They could have given Minnesota the 2019 Super Bowl, the 2019 Super Bowl, but then that, you know. And again, I'll go back to any idiot. Look, anybody listening who says the Super Bowl's meant to be played in cold weather, and it should be cold. Any idiot, if you think that, you're an idiot, okay? Anybody who that thought has just run through your mind as we're talking, you're a fucking moron and don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
You need to have warm weather for all of the other ancillary events that go on, all the other cool shit that goes on there.
It has nothing to do.
Walk from bar to bar and get drunk and have a good time.
Okay, well, all the exhibitions. No,
I know the NFL
doesn't. It's about football.
It's about
football. Even football, when it started, was started it. The season started in the summer and ended in fucking October, November. Okay. Only in the last 40, 50 years has it, you know, as we've kept adding games to add TV revenue and ad revenue, has football stretched into fucking February. Okay.
That's a new thing.
So, but my point is to everybody who says football should be played outside in cold weather. No, that was never the case when football started in the late 1800s.
It's true.
Okay. That's a new thing.
The first February Super Bowl was in 2002.
Right.
It had been January all.
Yeah, and it was probably in the South.
It was in New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Who dat?
All right, that's enough on that topic. Let's move on.
Basically, it just proves my point that fuck the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt, fuck the NFL.
Hey, Bubba, look.
Fuck the NFL.
Former NFL players are suing the NFL now because they were given painkillers.
That's why you don't settle on the head injury case, you know? I mean, that's all it is. It's these retired players who were not very good with their money. They saw the NFL cave on the head injuries case. So now they, you know, another class action suit. And if the NFL settles this, then it'll be another one, you know. It's scumbaggery at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the head injury case, if you listen to the show, you've heard me rant about John Forcade, the Saints former quarterback during the strike, who played maybe 16 games, maybe 32 games in the NFL and only started, you know, maybe 14, but played in college.
He's
USFL... Canadian,
yeah, buddy.
Arena League. He played, you know,
fuck Canada.
He played everything else, but he wants to sue the. But whatever problems he had, of course, came in the you know, limited time he saw as a quarterback for the New Orleans Saints in the NFL. Fuck these scumbags! It's a money grab. It's horrible. It's what makes.
Hold on. Not fuck all the. Okay, maybe fuck 4K. Yes, I agree.
Fuck 90% of them. Are there some that need help? Sure, but you know what? But that's why these people don't get help, because you have scumbags like Forcade and Jim McMahon who wants to jump in and can get any.
Hold on. These guys got hurt. They just said, here, take this and go back in and you're fine. And these guys did it because
yeah, but you got to prove negligence.
And
it's not hard for me to believe the NFL was pretty negligent.
Back then?
But I'm not going to say, look. Some
they
of these
were pretty
guys
cavalier.
Are, like 4K's instance is bullshit.
Some
of these other guys, I think it's legit.
Well,
I definitely
you know,
think it's legit. I'm not going to just toss it out.
Or if not negligence, intent. I mean, I just
right,
think
you have
just
to look at
know.
It. Right, exactly. You know, look, you can't
just
go
just didn't
back.
Know.
Right.
They didn't have the same science back then to diagnose things.
Thank you.
Right. It doesn't mean that they
or
that
the
they
same American overreaction to everything disease. Whatever you want to call it.
Some of these people knew that these guys shouldn't have gone back in the
game.
Well,
but here's the thing also, where does personal responsibility comes in? I know in America no one likes to have personal responsibility anymore.
Right.
You know? I'm hurt, I can't go back in. Oh, you're gonna lose your job. Yeah, well, I wanna walk when I'm moving. You know what I mean? I don't
look, this is how I survive. This is how I have a 10-year window to make money. That's it.
No, you have a 10-year window to make an extraordinary amount of money, more so than the average American, you know? So it's going to cost you something to make that kind of money.
Which, if you play can parlay.
Yeah, right. Pretty much anybody who plays in the NFL isn't going to have a healthy life the rest of the way. They're going to be fucked.
It's a choice you made.
I mean, it is a choice you make to play football, I'll give you that, but still.
That's it. There is no but after that.
No, there's some negligence on the NFL.
Nobody forced them in the game. Nobody forced them back in the game. Because how are you going to force them back in the game? I don't see. I've never recalled any pictures of them pushing someone onto the field. dragging them by their...
Because we didn't have the internet.
It's not the only type of force.
No.
Hey, Coach, I heard a pop. You know, I think he's hurt pretty bad.
You get out of here. Y'all wouldn't know anything about dedication, team play.
But I would. Don't do it, Wendell. It's not worth it, man.
You gonna listen to that from a gimp who's praying that we'll lose so he can be the missing link?
Maybe I shouldn't do it.
Get the hell out of here.
Don't do it.
Before I lose my temper, get out!
Don't do it, Wendell. Get out of here. If that needle goes anywhere near Wendell's leg, I swear to God on my mother's grave, I will rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
You stay the hell out of this, Billy Bob. This has nothing to do with you.
This has to do with all of us. We kill ourselves for you. Year round, we play hurt, we play sick, and we spend most of that time scared that we're going to screw up and you're going to kick our ass because you don't really give a fuck about us. All you care about is your next district title.
Give him the shot.
You give him that shot, you find yourself another fucking quarterback.
You about ready to lose that scholarship, boy?
If he keeps that needle out of his leg, absolutely.
Good.
Fuck it, I'm out.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Finally.
Right. Nobody forced anybody into the game.
How do you, you don't know that.
How you can you? How can you? If I'm hurt, how can you force me back into the fucking game?
You can't. You can just say, as the coach, you tell the player to go back in the game.
That they did. You can't.
Nobody was forced back into the game.
Okay.
It's all a fucking. You can sit. I can sit on the fucking bench. I am hurt. I cannot go back in the game. Get in the game. I cannot go. I'm going to cut you. That's fine, but I'm hurt. I can't go back in. I can't go back in.
It doesn't mean guys didn't go back in the game when they...
Well, that was a personal choice they made.
It could have been fate, basically, for it.
That was a personal choice.
What if they manipulated them into...
I'm not throwing it all out the window.
Something that's going to make you feel
better. That was a personal choice they made.
I just think they
got paid well for it.
There was some legitimacy to it. John Forkey's case, no, but there are other cases that are legit.
It, might there be one case out of the thousands going to sue? Oh. Perhaps. Oh, perhaps.
Sure.
Might there be 2, 10?
Right.
But it's not anywhere close to the thousand that every former player is now going to jump onto this lawsuit.
It's probably not a thousands, but considering the way the NFL has treated these players, of course everybody's going to hop on.
Treated
the NFL
these players.
The
NFL has always...
Come on, stop. Did you suck Roger Goodell's cock last
NFL
night?
NFL player has always gotten paid.
Did you have his thumb on your lips?
A disproportionate amount of money compared to the average.
So that was
American.
His date night on Thursday night.
That's your fucking... Look, that's your fucking personal choice. Okay? That's your personal choice. If you didn't know it was a rough game, I don't know what to tell you. You know? I mean, if you didn't think, you know, getting hit time after time was going to cause trouble down the road... No one has to play in the NFL. No one has to play. The Gestapo ain't knocking on any doors fucking forcing people to go play in the NFL. You don't want to play? Go do something else.
I'm just saying...
Go work a fucking shell. Good for you.
I'm just saying, once they did deserve to play, the NFL treated them like dick. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Treat them like dick how?
By forcing them to go through so many hoops to get medical... benefits after the fact when their bodies were all breaking down. It's just this is a way too long of a conversation to do now because it's fucking...
We can table this and have this dedicated episode.
We need to talk
about... We got
plenty
of off-season.
Or a dedicated segment, at least.
We need to talk about the workers' comp.
Yeah, that's going to come up. The Saints are pushing it, and so far it's passed the first level, and now it's going to the Senate or to the House.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, if you want to table this, then we talk about the other...
Let me put that on next week's episode.
Yeah.
Next
we'll
time.
Put it
that's our serious episode when maybe we shouldn't get drunk.
That's right.
It kind of sounds all together. And let me say once again, off the field, Drew Brees annoys the living fucking shit out of me.
Oh. All right. Final thoughts. Go on. You with us? All right. Final thoughts, Jason.
Final thoughts. I'm just training camp. Can't get here soon enough. I am just ready. I think we are loaded. We're ready to go. I'd like to see Rob Ryan out celebrating amongst the fans. I mean, I think we're ready to make a serious, serious run at the fucking Super Bowl, and I will be disappointed if we don't.
Damon.
No, look, I'll just agree with Jason. I tell you, 2009 was the first season of being a Saints fan where that off season, like everything they had to do, they did. At that time, you know, it was strengthening up the secondary, getting rid of the defensive coordinator.
And Kevin Casehorn.
and have a case for Horn. You know, and they did it. And this seems like that sort of offseason. You know, every whole – the only thing that we're waiting to replace is center. And I think they are waiting on – it's my opinion. They're waiting on Goodwin. No one's calling him. They say, look, I think they're telling him –
they're pricing him down.
They're pricing him down to vet minimum and to see what happens with Jimmy Graham.
Burrito.
No, Jimmy Graham more so than Burrito. You know, see, you know, make sure where – where those numbers are. I don't know how they did it with no money, but they did it. Right. I don't know how, but they did.
Loomis math, hashtag.
Yeah. So that's what I feel going into this this season.
All right, going one.
Yeah, you got any gun?
16-0.
Yeah,
if you can't say 16-0, if you're a Saints fan, if you call yourself a Saints fan, and you don't think we can get 16-0, need to revisit your membership card.
To the Who Dat Nation. That's a good one.
To the Who Dat Nation.
And with that, we will close this Memorial Day show extravaganza. Hope everybody has a good weekend. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week. And tell all your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Search for Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter, Dome Patrol PCast. So you can listen to us on iTunes, but you can do it the old-fashioned way at DomePatrolPodcast.com. Bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
And that's Gun's exit.
That's funny.